In a moment, I'm going to step aside to allow those who are more familiar with your practice of the Lord's Supper here to lead you through it more smoothly than I can do. But before I do that, I wanted to say just a couple of words to you about the connection between Psalm 131 and this supper. Whether you are still a child, or whether you have children, or whether you're watching other people raise children, you know one of the most consistent conflicts between parents and children is over food. A nursing child has no argument. There is one food, milk, that's it. But a weaned child begins to have opinions, begins to argue. I don't want more broccoli, I want buttered bread. The parent might say, here, try some of this steak, you'll like it. And the child says, no, I only like chicken nuggets. You and I have all kinds of ideas about what we would like to eat, what we think we need to keep our souls going in the week ahead. And just like for a mother or father, they know what is best for their children to keep them from being malnourished, and even what will be most delightful for their children as they grow in maturity. So too, our Father in heaven knows what food we need that we would not be malnourished, and what food is going to be most delightful for us as we grow in Christian maturity. We might think that we want to devour all the answers. We want to swallow up lots of stuff to nourish our souls. We want to guarantee that everything is going to go well at work, or that all the other moms are going to be impressed with what we are doing. We're trying to gobble up the kids' menu of mac and cheese. And God sets before us heaven's pleasures. Our Father knows what we should eat, and He says, hear the word and eat this bread and wine. God knows that the most delightful and the most nourishing food for our souls is Christ, and He is the one we receive in word and in sacrament. And so maybe you don't have all the answers. Maybe you don't even have all the answers about this supper. You struggle to understand all that's going on in the mystery here. That's fine. As a child, you don't know what's in mom's recipes, but you trust your mother. And so you eat what she puts before you. And in a similar way, we trust our Father who sets this food before us. Says, this is what you need to eat to nourish your souls. So just as we seek to be humble before Him, as we've heard from His word, we also seek to be humble before Him and to receive the food that He provides by coming together to the Lord's table.